Last week, we met Kira Soleil-Dahl, a 20-year-old aspiring theater director and playwright who lives in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. We followed Kira for about a year.
And this place is so beautiful. How would you ever want to leave it? And I hope that I'm not the only one that sees that. I hope that I'm not the only one that sees that there's something really incredible happening here.
Kira hopes to make it here as a young artist, having started a small theater company called Whiskey Shine and Pantomime Productions with the goal to get the company licensed. The success or failure of the group plays a pivotal role in whether Kira stays or leaves Appalachia. And just to remind our listeners, Kira identifies as gender fluid, so throughout Kira's struggle to stay, we'll be referring to Kira with they, them, and their pronouns. We left off last time during auditions for Kira's production of William Shakespeare's Hamlet. Reporter Liz McCormick takes us back there.
Which one do you say first?
I would do the Act 2, Scene 2 one.
Act 2, Scene 2.
It's a late summer night in August 2016. I'm in the basement of Kira's parents' house, where the last auditions for Hamlet are taking place. Hamlet will be Kira's third and biggest play since forming WSP Productions in 2014. It's also the first time Kira's held auditions for a show.
This is it's Act 2, Scene 2, so it's your probably the scene right after that.
That's Ben Johnson, Kira's boyfriend, who ends up being cast as the starring role in Hamlet.
You see yonder cloud that's almost in the shape of a camel.
By the mass, and 'tis like a camel indeed.
Methinks it is like a weasel.
It is back like a weasel.
After almost 2 hours, auditions are over. Kira and best friend and stage manager Lydia Johnson are feeling pretty good with the turnout.
People came out and took it seriously.
They took it seriously. They've been really respectful. They showed up on time.
Right, and you know, filled out their
which,
paperwork.
Which, like, not being part of a company that's recognized and working with actors is kind of like herding cats. So the fact that everybody actually showed up, and it wasn't like two people showed up and then 10 people said, oh, hey, but could you do it some other day? Because I can totally make it out. But like next week?
Kira was pretty nervous before auditions started, but they were also excited. Kira says hosting auditions really made it feel like WSP was beginning to go somewhere.
Everyone took to direction really well, and everyone that auditioned was older than I am. Not that that really matters, but that is something in my mind, that I am one of the youngest people participating in the show and I'm the one running it. And everyone just treated me and the rest of our crew behind here listening in on auditions with absolute, complete and utter respect. And that's so great. And I had so much fun. I'm so excited to do this show. I'm so excited to work with these people.
Whiskey Shine and Pantomime Productions was formed not just by Kira alone, but with the help from two people. Ben and Lydia Johnson played a major part in forming the company 3 years ago, and Kira refers to the two of them as their tribe. But more than just a hobby between friends, WSP developed into a conduit for Kira's artistic expression.
It's nice that we can make it sound all nice and professional with WSP Productions. We have stickers, we have t-shirts now. It feels like we're so real already. I'm so pleased about it. But what was once a joke is now just becoming kind of a dream come true.
Kira is determined to stay in West Virginia and make WSP a lucrative business in their childhood home. But at the same time, Kira is also terrified of feeling trapped.
As long as I can leave, I want to stay. But that's the common misconception about West Virginia, is that you live here and you get stuck here.
So one way Kira deals with that fear is through traveling.
Because it's proof to myself that I can always leave, that I can always choose something else. That, to me, is ultimate freedom.
Travel, like with art, is something Kira says they need. But to travel, you need cash. To get cash, you need work. And financial security is also something on Kira's mind. Kira gets some support from family, like using the basement at their parents' house for rehearsal space. But despite that, Kira says their family isn't able to financially support them. In fact, Kira says their family has some financial struggles of their own, and Kira often helps out. So between Kira's own bills, their family's difficulties, and keeping WSP afloat, Kira's budget is pretty tight. During the entire production of Hamlet, Kira works four jobs: as a raft guide, selling cheese on a goat farm, as a barista and manager for a coffee shop, and as a freelance photographer and filmmaker. But even with all those jobs, Kira says they only take home about $16,000 a year.
Because of the lack of opportunity here, it worries me. Because when is that going to be me? When am I no longer going to be able to afford to leave? You know, if I can't leave, then why am I staying?
So Kira's really hoping Hamlet will bring in more money, while also helping to get WSP on the map. A few weeks later, Hamlet rehearsals are in full swing. One early morning, after a full night of rehearsing, Kira recorded an update on their iPhone on how things were going. It was around 1 a.m.
I just had an argument with one of my actors, and it was fine. It was totally fine. We hugged it out, and it was okay, but I'll get off of my day job, and all of these people want me to make these decisions, and it's my own damn fault. I am the one to make these decisions. I signed up for that, but half the time I just feel like, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I'm doing.
Kira recorded this late night update while sitting on the back patio of their parents' house. It was early fall, September, but you can still hear the cicadas.
I want to prove everyone wrong. Everyone says that it's impossible. I've had so many conversations with business owners, and it always just ends in them saying it involves so much sacrifice, and I know that. I know it does. I feel it every day. I spend hours just making our social media look pretty, and I spend hundreds of dollars trying to help get the word out, and I spend so many nights that I don't sleep just so I can come up with a plan. I know it's so hard, and I can't imagine it would be any harder than what we're already doing, which is just getting people to believe it. Getting people to believe that we are real, and that we are here, and we mean business, and just because we're young does not mean that we are any worse off. That we are any less talented.
Opening night of Hamlet is just around the corner, but will the outcome be everything Kira hoped for? And what about Kira's family, who have financial burdens of their own? How will that impact Kira's struggle to stay? More on that next time. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. You can listen to the next episode of Kira's Struggle to Stay in 2 weeks right here on Inside Appalachia. And don't forget, you can subscribe to the podcast at wvpublic.org or wherever you get your podcasts.